I'm going to ask Lior in a second about the issue of early palliative care that's been studied in lung cancer, but I'm just kind of curious, in your situation, Jan, do you have access to a palliative care team? Not now, I'm not talking about hospice, but palliative care team.
We do. That's a recent change incorporated, I think, in our practice. Now we have a palliative care nurse in our clinic.
Really?
And that's, it started about a year ago, and she's there one day a week. Now it's going to be expanded to 3 days a week. So it's a nurse practitioner that sees all the patients for our location, and it's going to be expanded to practice-wide. So all the practice location eventually will have a palliative care nurse, yeah.
So did this man see that nurse practitioner?
That at the time, I did not refer him because I feel like it's my response at the time. I don't think it's a palliative care issue, is more of goal of treatment. I mean, I don't think it's wrong for him to be decided. I always tell patients it's his life, his quality life. It's his decision to make. So I don't think it would be wrong for him to not get any treatment because I'm not offering a cure per se. But my feeling always is he had this fear, why not try and see how the treatment going to be? Then he can make his decision. So he right now, he got much better now. At this second, actually, he has not been seeing a palliative care nurse at this time.
I'm kind of curious what your take is on this, Leora, because a lot of people sort of equate palliative care to hospice care. And yet, if you really look into what they looked at in the study, the initial study by Jennifer Temel, these patients were seeing them at diagnosis. So they weren't end of life by any means. They felt like there was a benefit that kind of went beyond end of life type issues in terms of, I guess, clinical management of the patient. I'm curious, Leora, what your take is on this.
I think it can be very helpful. So we also have palliative care available at our clinic. I think the biggest issue for the patients is convenience. And so initially when palliative care was implemented, they were also only there a couple days a week, and patients didn't necessarily want to come back and make another visit. And something a patient brought to my attention, which I didn't really think about, is they have multiple copays then. Mm. So they have to have their $30 copay for me and then their $30 copay for palliative care. And maybe they're seeing radiation oncology. So they've spent $100 seeing three different doctors that day, which can really have its impact on a patient and their livelihood, especially for many of these patients. They're elderly, they're on fixed incomes. But I do think that it does have that benefit. Obviously, the Temel study showed us that there was an improvement in survival with palliative care. The palliative care folks are better, I think, than oncologists. They have longer clinic visits with the patients. They block off more time. They spend more time sometimes talking to the patients. So we have a lot of patients who are followed by palliative care. And in fact, we're participating in the follow-up study that Dr. Temel is doing right now, looking at telemedicine and patients in palliative care. So we have a bunch of patients who are enrolled on her study that is evaluating how that can impact palliative care delivery to cancer patients.
Wow, telemedicine for palliative care. I like that a lot. That sounds great. Really interesting. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community-based general medical oncologist. And thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Visiting Professors.